ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
For the past 2 months, a dimly lit pavilion on the island of Venice has housed a remarkable piece of art that represents the family tree of Australian Indigenous artist Archie Moore, stretching back 65,000 years. Moore's monumental work, called Kith and Kin, is Australia's official entry in this year's Venice Biennale and has just taken out the prestigious Golden Lion Award. The 54-year-old Camilla Roy and Begumbul man includes the real and imagined names of his ancestors and was praised by judges for its lyricism and invocation of shared loss. Ellie Buttrose is the curator for Australia's representation at the Biennale and a long-term friend of Archie Moore. She joined me a short time ago. Ellie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for your interest in the project.
It is an incredible work, just visually overwhelming. Can you bring it to life for our audience? Just describe what it is.
So as audiences walk into the Australia Pavilion, it takes a little moment for their eyes to adjust. It's quite a dark space and a quiet space. And soon they start to see thousands upon thousands of names that have been inscribed in chalk on the black walls of the Australia Pavilion. This is a genealogical chart that starts with the artist Archie Moore and branches out on the right-hand side with his mother's Camilla Roy and Begumbul family, and on the left-hand side to his father's convict ancestors. And then it goes further up across the walls that reach 5 metres high and onto the ceiling of the Australia Pavilion, and the ancestors are kind of floating in this celestial map above the audiences.
How did Moore go about researching and conceptualising a work of this incredible scale and complexity?
So Archie has been looking into his own family history for more than 6 years. He has thousands of connections on ancestry.com. He's also looked into state archives, often researching historical newspapers, looking through electoral records, pastoral diaries. He's really gone quite extensively into this research. And even as he was drawing the artwork in the pavilion, he was adding new names to the drawing within weeks before the opening.
It's just such a huge project. What is the meaning behind the name Kith and Kin?
So Archie was quite interested in the way that this phrase that means now kind of family and friends and colleagues had origins in the idea of countrymen or belonging to a land, and he was kind of fascinated with the way that this old English saying actually embodied this idea of an Indigenous sense of connection to place. And so while the work in the pavilion is Archie's family, you know, it also includes and importantly speaks to the way that First Nations people consider the landscape, the waterways, the trees, and all the animals part of their kinship system as well. And more than that, if you go back more than 4,000 years, we all have a common ancestor. So Archie's talking about his own family that's very much entwined with the history of Australia that goes back 65,000 years, but he's also saying that everyone in the world is kin.
The scale of the work, I think, has just floored a lot of people, just to get your head around the fact that he's been able to estimate this 65,000 years of connection that Indigenous Australians have with the land. What is it like standing in the pavilion, taking all those names in?
It's amazing because you have to move your body and, you know, you're stretching and kind of bending backwards to see just the sheer number of names, and they move through from people who have first names and last names. Then he was, when he came across, you know, different names in the archive, so shortened names, and you wonder why people weren't recorded with their full name. And then there's also racial slurs rather than a name at all. That's what he came across. And then he's also making a point of the fact that he's often working with written archives, and those archives only go back 250 years, but actually there's 65,000 years of oral history. And that's a history that he has been disconnected from because his family was displaced and removed from one another. And so he's had to do a reparative gesture of imagine the names that he hasn't been able to find in the records, and noting that, you know, there's a lot of things that are kind of missing in our written archive that need to be captured. So this artwork is a way to gesture to that.
It also features a table stacked with the records of hundreds of Aboriginal deaths, among them the redacted coronial reports of the 557 Aboriginal people who have died in police and prison custody since the 1991 Royal Commission. Is this in some way a call for justice for those people?
Yes, and, you know, it's really, they're placed above a memorial pool, so you get reflections of this in kinship system. So those documents don't just represent statistics, they're actually people's brothers and sisters and aunties and grandparents. And so Archie's work is about looking at what severs family ties, and currently that's the over-incarceration of First Nations people. But he's also linking that back to history, and there's other holes within the genealogical chart that speak to massacres, disease, and also the destruction of records. But this is a current issue that we face. And if we are all family, that means we have familial responsibilities to one another. And so we, all of us here today, have a responsibility to ensure that everyone is able to access justice in this age today.
When he found out he'd won the award, what was his reaction?
Well, I mean, it was one of those moments where we were invited to the ceremony and told that we would be awarded something, but it wasn't clear exactly what we were getting. And then as they were handing out the prizes, there was kind of nothing left but the major golden lion. So it was a huge shock and surprise and quite humbling. And I think it's just wonderful that, yeah, for Australia to be recognised for this amazing national pavilion and Archie's incredible work that, of course, has been delivered by a huge team of people. So it's been a great pleasure to see people come into the building and have a really strong and sometimes very emotional reaction to the artwork.
Just finally, the theme of this year's event is Foreigners Everywhere, which is significant in a city which is in danger of being loved to death by tourists. Tell me about that theme.
So the Foreigners Everywhere theme is for the central exhibition, and Archie and I put in our proposal before that was announced. But I think that Archie's work really speaks to that idea in the way that his family, like many First Nations families, did become displaced within their own lands and became strangers to their own lands, and the way that the Australian landscape has changed in the last 250 years. So his work speaks to that in some ways, but also his work speaks to the way that people who may not know one another or people who might be strange to one another still have these connections. And what we all have in common is actually the world. And we kind of need to make connections back, even though that we may be strangers.
Ellie, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you so much for having us on the show.
Ellie Buttrose, curator of Australia's representation at the 60th International Art Exhibition at the Venice Biennale. You can see Kith and Kin at the Venice Biennale from the 20th of April to the 24th of November. If you happen to be in Italy, and you might laugh at me saying that, but people stream us across the world, including in Italy, particularly, of course, Australian expats, or you can wait to see it at the Queensland Art Gallery next year.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.